You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The World Federation of Music Therapy is celebrating their annual Awareness Week this April. Music Therapy New Zealand, in line with the World Federation of Music Therapy, is celebrating the Awareness Week from the 10th to the 15th of April. The week's intention is to champion potential and well-being through the profession of music therapy. I spoke to music therapist Rachel Foxwell about the Awareness Week.
Yeah, I trained as a classical flute player at Auckland Uni way back when, and I was looking for something really meaningful to do with that degree. So I was doing some Googling and stumbled across music therapy as a profession. Music therapy is a master's program, and so I went to Melbourne to study the Masters of Music Therapy there. I found it has been an amazing journey of learning how to use music, not just to teach people how to play, but actually to help people improve their well-being and to achieve goals that they might never have been able to do.
And I also wanted to ask, I guess there might be a public, I guess, knowledge of music therapy being a thing, but not so much what it entails. Could you talk a little bit about what music therapy actually is?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that music is therapeutic, right? We all listen to songs to make ourselves feel better or even just to express whatever emotion we're feeling at the time. Music therapy as a profession is about using music, specifically the elements of music, to help people improve their well-being, to improve their physical development and learning, and maybe to address some specific needs or goals that they have. Like, for example, for a young person who's neurodivergent, they might not be speaking using words, and so using music as a means of communication can allow them to be present with another person and to just explore having a really positive relationship. For someone who's experienced a stroke, using targeted beat and rhythm can help them to learn to walk again after their brain injury. So there are ways that music can be really uniquely impactful on the brain and the body, and music therapists are trained to use all of those techniques to help people improve their daily lives.
Is there a big music therapy practice in Aotearoa, and currently as it stands, do you think it's accessible to people that want to seek it out?
I think that music therapy as a profession is sort of challenged in that there aren't that many practicing music therapists. There's only about 100 of us in the country. However, Music Therapy New Zealand is celebrating 50 years of music therapy in Aotearoa, which is a great milestone for us and is hopefully creating opportunities for people to hear more about music therapy. Music therapists work in all areas, so from the whole lifespan, from babies right through to older adults and with people with a range of needs. And people can use either paying privately or access funding that they might have through ACC, through Ministry of Education or other organisations that fund services and therapies that they might need.
Mm. And Music Therapy Week is coming up from the 10th to the 15th of April. The 2024 theme is Looking Back, Moving Forward. What does that theme mean to you?
I think that looking back means to recognise and appreciate what people who have worked so hard to build this profession in New Zealand have gone through and have pushed to achieve. And I think moving forward, it's a really exciting time for music therapists. We're a growing profession, we're an exciting profession, and we're moving into so many new areas, from working in disability care and services, working in aged care, now we're working in hospitals, we're working in prisons, we're working in mental health, we're working in communities, and I think that's really exciting. It's an exciting place to be.
I also wanted to ask what kind of events are included as a part of Music Therapy Week.
So all the events for Music Therapy Week are on the Music Therapy New Zealand website. We've got all kinds of things happening, from a parade in Hawke's Bay through to events right through in Auckland. We've got choirs coming up, and the best thing to do is go check out musictherapy.org.nz and see what events are happening in your local area.
That was music therapist Rachel Foxwell talking about Music Therapy Awareness Week, which is happening from the 10th to the 15th of April. If you'd like to learn more about Music Therapy Week, you can go to Music Therapy New Zealand, their website, and there's further information there. We'll be back after a quick song break.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.